NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
See you through. God will. the King is here. Every problem, every issue, every dilemma, it's got to go. I need you to clap your hands and give him glory right here, like you know that he's getting ready to do what only he can do. I declare that the King of glory is here. I need you to shout right there. Yes, sir.
I hear you.
sell it on the organ.
You're listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Radio Network. We're coming to you live from the studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm the host, the old CCCB translator. That's the old Chatham County Country Boy. We do thank you for locking us in. We hope and pray that everything is going well with you and yours, and you're just enjoying this beautiful day that the Lord has let us live to see. Why? Because it's a day that we've never seen before, and it's truly, for sure, we shall never, never see it again.
I'm so happy to see y'all.
And I can't sing no more. I'll be free at last.
How many feel like that in this building?
Free at last. I'll be free at last. Oh. All the way I've sung. My last song. And I can't sing no more. Free at last. Free at last. I'll be free at last. Oh, this is why. Because I know hope. When he come back for me, in heaven I'll receive a starry crown. Free at last, free at last. I'll be free at last. One of these old days,
y'all clap your hands.
When Jesus comes for me,
no more sins, no more sins.
No more trouble, I'll be free.
Free
to your neighbor and say, neighbor, God has been so good. Yeah, let's go.
Mighty, mighty good to me. WNFI Radio Gospel Network with 30 Minutes Power of Prayer 2024 here on the NFI, Mondays through Thursdays, 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Power of Prayer. Men and women of God that are coming forth praying for you, this nation, and the people around the world for healing, deliverance, and setting the captives free. Don't miss us right here. The Power of Prayer Request Hotline, Mondays through Thursdays here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, where the breakthroughs and miracles are manifesting in this year of 2024. Join us, the Power of Prayer Request Hotline. Dial in anytime. That's 563-999-3020. Again, that number, 563-999-3020. We'll look forward to hearing from you. The Power of Prayer Request Hotline here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
You're listening to The Morning Show, heard every day right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network with your host, that's me, the old Chatham County Country Boy. Love God and love each and every one of you. And once again, we thank you for locking us in here each and every morning. Listen to great and inspiring gospel music. That's what we are all about. Amen. Just heard some great and inspiring gospel music.
agenda, and it is you alone, one agenda, and it is you alone, one agenda, and it is you alone. Even so, come
we have when my problems get me down.
Not another day.
But not another day.
Not another day.
Mm-hmm.
You know what,
I'm the head, not the tail. Living heaven, not hell on earth.
You know what,
no weapon that forms against me shall ever prosper.
You know what,
if I speak to the mountain will move to the sky.
You know what,
that I'm a child of the Most High. And I finally recognize in the road, but I got too far to go, so I'ma
climb.
I got my stumbling blocks, but I ain't gon' stop, so I'ma
climb.
I'm breaking the chains, I'm no longer a slave, I'ma
climb.
I'm letting go of my past, so we're holding me back, so I'ma climb.
When I was a little boy. Round of applause. Come on, act like y'all excited. Will you do that? Do me a favor. Everybody all over the building, look to your neighbor. Say, neighbor, say Merry Christmas. A little bit louder. Say, neighbor, say Merry Christmas. Here we go. Here we go. Clap your hands.
Many years ago, in a faraway land, in a little bitty town called Bethlehem, a child was born on a bed of hay, 'cause there was nowhere else for him to stay. In that lowly manger lies the baby boy that will bring us comfort and joy. So we sing, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas,
Merry Christmas,
Merry Christmas,
Merry Christmas
to all of you. Jesus Christ was born this day, and that is why you hear me say, a star appeared up in the sky, and here is the reason why, to lead the wise the Christ, the one who give us eternal life. They follow that star to where he laid, and when they found him, they gave him the praise by saying, what?
walks with men on earth at different levels. He knows the king we serve, so he hates metals and prays that we all burn and turn to rebels. He tried to get my soul, but I'll never settle. I walk this lonely road from the birth to ghettos. I'll take the gift bestowed and return a vessel. I am the one they chose. Rebellious in all ways, been sinners since birth. He knew that it would happen when he put us on this earth. We demonize religion, brought corruption to the church. We know the price of everything, but we don't know the worth. We spend all of our time idolizing false prophets. Comparison's the enemy, stop watching others' pockets. The social system's broken, we divide on every topic. They fabricate the truth and we all monetize the gossip. We know the problems and we see them but don't want to change. We're desensitized to every issue cause they let us profit off of people's pain. In a dystopian age, we are the game that he plays. And all the evil, deceitful people should shake our faith. I never seen God's eyes, but I seen the devil's. He walks with man on earth at different levels. He knows the king we serve, so he hates metals and prays that we all burn and turn to rebels. He tried to get my soul, but I'll never settle. I walk this lonely road from the birth to ghettos. I'll take the gift bestowed and return a vessel. I am the one they chose. Our God is an awesome artist. In perilous times we seek his grace as the world and the times we face. Turn fake in the face of the devil's mirages. In the midst of the pain, disdain, in the media's push of all this garbage. I pray that you keep your faith as the whole world breaks and the real gets disregarded. It's about time that we take it back. The weight you break for the camel's back. Strong men made life an easy task. And now the weak men feminize and react. In the church, in the workplace, every class. On the television screen, in the state of rap. All virtues gone in the state of black. We in hell on earth and it's gonna collapse. Integrity's law, hedonism, we incentivize gods. On the way the revolution will be televised. Gone too far, don't know if we can rectify it. Those days we will testify. So I'm saying it now for the counter clockwise. We are living in times where the wicked is all right. The intelligent fall, where the stupid is all thrive. And the real get pushed aside. Yeah, I never seen God's eyes, but I seen the devil's. He walks with man on earth at different levels. He knows the king we serve, so he hates metals. Praise that we all burn and turn to rebels. He tried to get my soul, but I'll never settle. I walk this lonely road from the birth to ghettos. I'll take the gift bestowed and return a vessel. I am the one they chose.
Very pleasant good morning, and we thank you all for locking us in here at the NFI Radio Gospel Network. We are heard every day of the week now, every day, 7 days a week, 8 o'clock a.m. to 8 p.m. And I'm your host of the morning show, heard every morning from 8 until 11, right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Coming to you live from the studios here in the capital city of Raleigh, North Carolina. Just thank you also very kindly for locking us in wherever you may be listening to us around the world. Sending a big shout out this morning. Good morning, and a big shout out to Sister Doris Richburg out in Granada Hills, California. Thank you, Sister Doris. Amen.
Join the NFI Television Gospel Broadcast, an all-new series and episode that starts this week for 2025. With a all-new television cast, with three powerful preachers, Reverend Leon Harris, Reverend Francis Good Holloway, and Apostle Janet Wooden. Gospel videos, quartet and contemporary gospel artists around the world. Live from Atlanta, Georgia, and DeKalb, Georgia, on DeKalb Channel 25, or live stream us at DeKalb25.com. Every Saturday 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with television host overseer, Reverend Thurlin Carney, and Catch the Wave. Again, our live stream channel, DeKalb25.com. Saturday 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and be blessed.
Your favorite gospel hits plays here.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Remember this track. Remember this track. We're about to take it back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Lord. ways of life get harder day by day. Some of my best friends done walked away. They said I wouldn't make it, I wouldn't be here today. But Jesus welcomed me back every time I've gone astray. Right now I'm running on, yes sir.
Running on.
Started out with me, now they're gone. Regardless to the reason, it hurt me, walked out on. They said I wouldn't amount to anything, I wouldn't be here today. But oh, when you search the Lord, hear you when you pray. I'm running on, yes I am.
Running on.
I'm not gonna turn around, I'm gonna keep on running.
Running on.
I'm going
all, the way.
Right now I'm running on, yeah.
Running on.
I got a made up mind to run on, yeah.
Running on.
Oh, I'm going
all the way.
And if I do, I want you to know that I.
Jesus,
on that great judgment day when the dead shall rise.
Jesus,
when he stepped out on the clouds to gather his children home.
Jesus,
when the gates swing open and I'm on the other
I'm
side.
I'm going through.
I made up my mind, Jesus.
If it's just me and you.
Even if I have to cry all night long.
I'm going through.
Knowing sometimes. People will speak evil of my good.
I'm going through.
The pain gets mighty hard to bear.
Is it just me and you?
As long as I know you love me, I'll be there.
I'm going through.
You said you'd never forsake me. I could depend on you.
Is it just me and you?
And in the time of my trouble, you've always brought me through.
I'm going through.
I don't know why people treat me the way they do. But in spite of all they do, I'm gonna keep on trusting in you.
I'm going through.
There were days when I saw only one set of footprints. Lord, my mind's been made up ever since.
I'm going through.
You told me that I could make it, Lord.
If it's just me and you.
Well, many hills and valleys, I get discouraged sometimes. I want y'all to know that. Keep on doing what we do.
Is it just me and you?
Well, let me talk to you out there that's going through a storm right now.
Is it just me and you?
Jesus said, wherever there's two or three touching and agreeing in my name,
is it just me and you?
He said he would be a God in the midst, and you can make it.
Is it just me and you?
Come on, everybody put that together like this. That's it, we're going to have a good old church. Can I hear the guitar, please? Come on.
your world. You're in the mix. Everything I want to hear. Positive hits. Lifting up the name of Jesus. Christian music.
I'm the old CCCB translator. That's the old Chatham County Country Boy. And I just love each and every one of you. And we do thank you for locking us in. Once again, my friends, I'm your host, the old CCCB translator. That's the old Chatham County Country Boy. I love each and every one of you. God loves us all more. And you're listening to great-inspiring gospel music just the way you like it. That good old hand-clapping, toe-tapping, foot-stomping gospel music. We've been bringing it to you that good old traditional way, that quartet style of gospel music.
I won't be, yeah, just
never ever be able to give sight to the blind. And what if you don't ever be able to ease a troubling mind? And what if you don't ever be able, boy, to save a soul? But know you got the Holy Ghost. You know you're looking like him, man. And I've owned him and I've owned likeness. So you know what you can do?
I know I got the Holy Ghost.
Let that little Jesus
in you.
Shine.
Shine.
How many of y'all know you've been born again? And any of y'all truly declare, I got the Holy Ghost. Look at somebody, say, neighbor, I know I got the Holy Ghost.
Jesus tonight, let me see your hand. Why don't you reach over and get your neighbor by the hand? I said, neighbor, I don't know what you're coming to do, but I'm coming to praise Jesus. And if you don't want to praise him, get out of my way. Get out of my way. Get out of my way.
Catch the Wave. All new program every Wednesday. To Beat the Odds, talk show. A program designed for you to come out of your situation that you're facing and dealing with, also to give you a spiritual insight of what God has for you, that you may walk in your destiny. To listen, live, every Wednesday at 9:30 until 10:30 a.m. With a panel of men and women speaking on various topic, church, marriages, health issue, and the Word of God. They who will express their viewpoint each week on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina. To listen, live, call 563-999-3020 and, for any question to the panel, call 984-733-3977 or to be a guest, tune in every Wednesday at 9:30 a.m. until 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our website nfiradio.com or our Facebook page, NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina. Don't miss it every Wednesday at 9:30 until 10:30 a.m. and be blessed. Join the NFI Television Gospel Broadcast, an all-new series and episodes that starts this week for 2025. With a all-new television cast, with three powerful preachers, Reverend Leon Harris, Reverend Francis Good Holloway, and Apostle Janet Wooden. Gospel videos, quartet and contemporary gospel artist around the world. Live from Atlanta, Georgia, and DeKalb, Georgia, on DeKalb Channel 25, or live stream us at DeKalb25.com. Every Saturday 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with television host overseer, Reverend Thurlin Carney, and Catch the Wave. Again, our live stream channel, DeKalb25.com. Saturday 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and be blessed.
Your favorite gospel music plays here.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof.
I was lost in my own world, feeling really confused. Didn't care about anything, I felt so abused. One day I looked up to where my help comes from. Told the Lord of all my problems, but it was already done. He cares for me.
Lincoln Park Holiness Church NFI radio broadcast. We believe in God-powered preaching, sound doctrine teaching, and hallelujah praise. Join us with an open heart and a listening ear, and let a friend know we are on the air. Please pray for Overseer William Eli Radcliffe as he gives us a divine word from heaven. Now, Pastor Radcliffe.
Church, say glory. Come on, glory, hallelujah. Do you feel good this morning? Do you love the Lord? Did you bring some praise? Let everything that have breath do what? And we will bless the Lord when? Come on, with your own mouth, in your own ways, give God some hallelujah praise. Some hallelujah praise. The highest praise. Give him some praise. Give him some praise. Clap your hands. Stomp your feet. Shout if you wanna. Run the aisle if you wanna. Give him some praise. Musicians, give him some praise. Let everything that have breath. All right. He's worthy. Worthy to be praised. Come on, let's stop the devil one time. Let's stop the devil two times. Let's stop the devil. Come on, Brother Sean.
Come on.
Come on, let's stop the devil one time. Come on, let's stop him two times. I don't think he can take another one. Let's give him three, and then we're going to go ahead on and have church. Because after we give him three times, we're going to be in charge, just like we started. Come on, let's stop him three times, and after that, we're going to have church. Come on. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Come on, tell somebody, let's have church. See, I didn't come to play around.
Yeah.
Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. My Lord, tell somebody celebration time. Celebration time. It is indeed a privilege and another honor to stand and speak to you from God's holy, sacred, and divine word. Let's give our presider a hand. We thank Eldridge Burnett for the beautiful scripture reading and Minister Waddell for the powerful prayer. Amen. And our presider, we thank Minister Bertha for getting the service started. Let's give them all another hand. And of course, the musicians, we know what they're going to do. All you got to do is get them over there. And the senior choir. Look out, Eli Ratcliffe singers. They are coming after you. We thank God for the senior choir. And ushers, you may be seated. Don't they look good on the floor? And to my mom and my wife, let's give them a hand. The scripture that was read was Psalms 19, 1 through 6. Amen. And those of you who would like to follow, get your Bibles out. Psalms 19, 1 through 6. Yes. Amen. That's the sermonic text that we had Eldridge Julia Burnett to read for us. And the psalmist starts out talking about the heavens. Let me see the hands of those of you that want to go to heaven. I hope and I believe that's everybody. You want to go to heaven? Say amen. Amen. We thank God that we have a opportunity to come and worship him as we sojourn to that new city called New Jerusalem. The psalmist starts off saying that the heavens declare the glory of God. Let everybody say the glory of God. That's the way he starts out, and he goes on and he continues as he makes that first statement and says the firmament showeth his handiwork, and day unto day utter his speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge, and there is no speech nor language, their words are not hers. And it just goes on, and it starts with the heavens. They make a bold statement. They declare the glory of God. And we would like to talk to you for just a little while this morning on the subject. The title of the message is, There is a God. Let the church repeat that after me. There is a God. Even though we all know that, as Christians we know that, but every now and then we need to be reminded that there is a God. Because believe it or not, the way we do and we act and our mind can get consumed in other things, and we can forget that there is a God.
because there are so many other things that we can focus on and get all hung up in, and then while we are captivated by what's going on and it and only it, then we have to come back. That's why God's word is here for us. And the psalmist reminds us that the heavens declare the glory of God. So as we speak on this topic, there is a God. And by the way that the psalmist is bringing it to us, as I read and look at these verses of scripture, from what the psalmist is saying, the first point that I would like to bring to you is that, and we all believe that there is a God.
Amen.
We had consensus on that. So the first thing that I would like to say is that, from what the psalmist is saying, is that all we have to do is to look up. If we look up, we should be able to conclude that there is a God. Just look up. When you look up, you go out on the outside and you look up the heavens, something that man had nothing to do with. They were there when we were born. And as we pass through this life, they are still there until God decides to do something with them. Just look up, and we would know that there is a God. The expansion of the universe is all done by the work of his marvelous hands, the firmament, his craftsmanship. Look at the moon, the sun, the stars, the planets, the comets, all kind of bodies out there in the heavens and the universe. Nobody had anything to do with that but God. There is a God. All you have to do is look up. And it should remind us that there is a God. Do you not know that Jupiter and the Earth and Mars and Saturn with all the beautiful rings, they not hanging up there about cables holding them in the sky? They not suspended. They are not like it's a stage play. And, you know, a man can create, you know, with computers on the stage. He can put all those things, an array of some of those things up, and make them look real. But when we look up into the heavens, even places where man has never gone before or cannot even get to, there are places where God's craftsmanship and handiwork is on display. Every day, every night, every season, we can see that there is a God just by looking up. Last night, we went to visit Sister Andrea Kittrell and Deacon Kittrell, and I had the opportunity to sit on their front porch. Little did I know, I would be sitting on the front porch watching the fireworks down in Clayton. And it was beautiful. The fireworks would burst in different designs. People stopped what they were doing. Some were on top of vehicles and on the corner. And everybody just attention, just looking at what man had created. And we were just at awe. And it was beautiful. But as beautiful as it was, it didn't last. It went up. It burst. Some of them were round. Some of them even made the shape of a heart. But they said what goes up must come down. As beautiful as they were, and all over the nation, I know that there were fireworks some everywhere. But how many of them are in the sky now? they all come back down. But this earth is still in orbit. All of the universe, the moon and everything, the sun still rises in the morning and it sets in the evening. The day is still the day and the night is still the night. And God created them and named them, and they all are doing what God intended them to do. All we have to do is look up. We can say that there is a God. Secondly, we can look around. And we should be able to again say that there is a God. I look around, I see trees that I didn't plant, flowers that I did not grow, plants and trees, beautiful grass, different places, and look around and fruit trees, and you just see an array of nature. You see things all around. And where did they come from? Some come from a little seed here, a little seed there. It was even in the beginning of time and of the earth. And they are still reproducing. They're still coming back year after year and season after season. And some of them, some of the lives of plants and trees are longer than the lives of the human beings. We can look around, not only look up, but we can look around. And we can conclude that there is a God. We can look around and see our loved ones. And I know some are gone, but when we look around and we can see that there's somebody still here besides us, then we know that still there is a God. I like the way the old slaves in the heat of the day and out in the fields working, and they didn't have an opportunity like we had. Some of them couldn't even read. They didn't have Psalms 19. If they had a Bible, they would have to hide it. And could not read, many of them. But as they toiled throughout the day, working in the fields from sun up to sundown, they would sing songs and rally together. And some say, above my head, I hear music in the air. Even when you're working hard and going through trials and tribulations, and if you take your mind off of the hard things that are going on and put your mind on heaven, you will start hearing some things that you never heard before. You will start hearing things that are beautiful. You'll start seeing things that are beautiful. The old slave said, above my head I hear music in the air. There must be. There must be, a God somewhere. And we can ride around in nice cars, air conditioned in the church, air conditioned at home. Don't have to be out there from sun up to sundown. Blessed with job, and some of the jobs you got air conditioned, padded seats, and twirl around, don't even have to get up, spin around, do it. Got all these nice, wonderful things. And sometimes all we can think about is gripe and complain about what we heard on the news or saw on the news. But sometimes we just, on our lunch break or whatever, we just need to get away from all the negativity that's going on the job or whatever, and just walk outside and look up, look around, and say, there is a God. Go back in on the inside with a smile on your face. And people are saying, whatever, what happened to her? What happened to you? Just tell them, say, there is a God. When you look around, you should be able to say that there is a God. And when you realize that he will bring you through thick and thin,
the hard times. You can take the good, the bad, and the ugly. You can be like the sing the song that Trustee Levi Jones sing. Every time I look around, the Lord keeps on blessing me. We can have a pity party of what's going on, but when you think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for you, you can cry out, hallelujah. I thank God for blessing me. Every time I look around, every time I look around, the Lord, he keeps on blessing me. He woke me up this morning, started me on my way, and I've just got to tell him thank you. I've just got to say hallelujah, because God keeps on blessing me over, over. I don't deserve it. I didn't deserve it, but he keeps on blessing me over and over again. Tell somebody, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, I may not got everything I want, but I have everything I need, and all I need is Jesus. Let me hear you say Jesus. Give me a J, give me a E, give me a S, give me a U, give me a S. What's his name? What's his name? And we ought to be able to see Jesus inside somebody than our own self. When you start looking around and you can see Jesus in your friend, you can see Jesus in the deacon, you can see Jesus in another preacher, and we get together and we hook up Jesus together. Oh, what a time. Oh, what a time. On one accord. Why? Because if you got Jesus and I got Jesus, the word said where two or three gather together in his name, you would be in the midst. He would be in the midst. Is he in the midst? Is he in the midst? Say yeah. Every time you look up, there is a God. When you look around, there is a God. One final point. When you look down, when you look down, go outside. What's up under your feet? The earth. And if you're on the sidewalk or pavement, that's all right. Just start digging. Sooner or later, you're going to come to what God made. The topsoil, the clay, and it'll just gonna keep on going down from one level of earth to another. When you look down, you should see God. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. When you look down, even if you see the grass, you can say, thank God, there is a God. Because it's a good thing to be standing on the green side of the grass and not laying under the brown side. If you're on the brown side, that means that God, your work is finished and God has called you home. But if you're standing on the green side of the grass, you ought to be able to pinch yourself and say, there is a God. I'm still alive. He brought me through this. He brought me through that. Tell somebody. Oh, there is a God. No matter what people believe, no matter what people think, we as believers, as Christians, look up, look around, look down, and we can say that there is a God.
But sometimes when we look down, we don't see the earth. We don't see the sidewalk or the street or the grass. We don't even see the shoes that may be on our feet. When we look down, we see misery. We look down, we see what we feel. The Bible says, as a man thinketh, so is he. And we can look down emotionally and not see what's going on physically. And we can miss what's happening spiritually, because we are looking down with a different attitude and with a different emotion. We look down, we feel down. And we have reason and that could be a lot of evidence of things that actually happen and consequences for us to say, well, I'm just down and out. But even when you're down and out, there still is a God. There's a God that's able to pick you back up again. There is a God. Tell you a little story. There was an atheist. He didn't believe in God. And he lived next door to a little old Christian woman that came out on her front porch and would get in her chair and read her Bible every day. And for months and months, the atheist would come out the driveway between the little old lady's house and his house. He would come out, see her reading her Bible. And he would say, there ain't no God. She looked up from her Bible. She said, there is a God. He said, there ain't no God. She said, there is a God. He'd get on in his car and drive on off and go to work. Because she would read her Bible morning, noon, and night. And he could always look through the window of her house and see her in the kitchen. And one day, the lady got sick. She was on fixed income, didn't have any children, lived by herself. And all of the food that was in the cupboards began to disappear. Everything in the refrigerator was gone and the freezer was gone. Here she is now down to her last meal, a little oatmeal, that morning. And she separated that for morning and noon. And she was thanking God for blessing her. She had been sick. Her prescription bills had gone up. And that she didn't have money to do like she normally did. And she was just at a point where she was down to her last meal. But she prayed to God and thanked him for what he was doing for her. And the old atheist kind of heard that looking, peeping through the window of the house. And the woman come on out that morning, reading her Bible, and the atheist looked over there and said, there ain't no God. She said, there is a God. He said, I know what I'm going to do. The devil got in him. And he said, on my lunch hour, I'm going to teach that old lady a lesson. He went to the grocery store, went down to meat aisle and bought hamburger, pork chops, chicken. He got vegetables, collard greens, and tomatoes and butter beans and rice and bread and cornbread. And he just had himself a good time filling the basket up. And he ended up with a whole bag of groceries. And he slipped by and the lady wasn't there. And he come out and put that bag of groceries up there on the front porch and shot on off. Later on, the little old lady come out, as she always do, at lunchtime to read her Bible. She saw that bag of groceries out there, and by her eyes brightened up, and she went out there and stuck her hand outside that screen door and drove that bag of groceries all the way to the kitchen, put everything up. And now we see now it was dinner time. She went on and cooked her a meal. And it was smelling good all over the neighborhood. About time the atheist got off, she was sitting out there like she normally do, reading her Bible. In the evening, the atheist pulled up, got out of his car, and he said,
Old lady, sure smell good, doing some cooking. He said, you know what? He said, that bag of groceries that was on your porch, God didn't do that for you. He said, I paid. I got it. I bought it. He said, here's the receipt. He said, I told you, there ain't no God. Went on in his house. Little old lady finished reading the Bible. Went on back through. Went back to the kitchen. Sat down at the table. Got a little fork, spoon, and knife and a napkin. And sit there just like a little virtuous woman. And she got to say her prayer. She said, Lord, I thank you for this day. I thank you for my life, my health, and my strength. She said, Lord, and I thank you for this meal that I'm about to eat. She said, Lord, not only do I want to thank you for the meal and all of this food, she said, but not only did you bless me with this meal and the food, she said, you made the devil pay for it. What can we gather out of that? The things that the devil count for evil, God will turn them into our good. The devil can do his mess. The devil can work his tricks. But there is a God. There is a God. The devil is a liar. The devil is a cheater. The devil will try to rob you. The devil will do things and sit back and laugh and wait to see how you're going to react. But let me tell you something, devil, do your thing. But guess what? There is a God. There is a God. Is there anybody here that know that God will deliver you even when you have and when you don't have? God will work a way. God will work through people. You got to go through to get to. There is a God. Let me hear you say, yeah. Say, there is a God. In the good times, in the bad times, in the hard times, in the weak times, in the poor times, there is a God. Oh, the devil, he can do things. But it's one thing that the devil can't pay for. He couldn't pay for our sins. He couldn't pay for that sin debt. He'll try to fool us and get us to join with him. But there's one thing that he cannot do. He couldn't pay for that sin debt. But because there is a God that knew all about our trouble, knew all about our iniquities, knew all about our sin, he sent down his son. And his son came to that we might have life and have it more abundantly. There is a God. His name was Emmanuel. They said that was God with us. How many of you know that God is with you right now? There is a God. There is a God. And we've just got to believe that. They said Jesus, he went up on that cross. He hung on that cross, and when he said it was finished, they said midnight turned to midday, turned to midnight. They said the earth began to tremble. The people at the foot of the cross said, this must be the Son of God. But it didn't stop there. They put him in a borrowed tomb. He lay there. He had already told them, you lay this body down, this temple, and I'll really raise up in 3 days. They didn't know what he was talking about because they didn't know that it was a God. But they said on the third day, early, let me hear you say early, 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 on Sunday morning, he got up with all power in his hand. There is a God. There is a God. I can remember one time when I was supposed to be. I had one foot in the grave and the other one on a banana peel. I wasn't fit to live and I wasn't ready to die. But when I found out that there was a God, he picked me up. They say I don't have enough room to spin around up here. But he picked me up. He picked me up and he turned. He turned. He turned me around. And that's how I know there is a God. Has he, God ever done anything for you? Has God ever done anything for you? Has he ever done anything for you? Has he ever done anything for you? Has he ever done anything for your children? Have he ever done anything for your parents? Have he ever done anything for your family? But right now you want him to do something for you. Say, Lord, Lord, I know you're real. I need you in my life. Say, I believe, don't worry, Lincoln Park. Don't worry about what we're going to do. Don't worry about what's going to happen. Because the devil, he won't stop Lincoln Park. He won't stop Truvine upon this rock. He said, I'll build my church and the very gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Why? Because there is a God. There is a God. There's a God in the morning. There's a God in the noonday. There's a God in the midnight hour. There is, there is, there is a God. If you believe that, let me hear you say yeah. Say yeah. 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 There's a God. There's a God.
Lincoln Park Holiness Church is about loving people and helping community. Our main objective is winning souls. You are welcome to partner with us or help sponsor this ministry and broadcast with a donation. Please visit our website at lincolnparkchurch.com and click the Let's Give tab at the top of the screen. Feel free to leave comments. You can also download the Givelify app on your mobile phone and look for Lincoln Park Church. Cash App, hashtag Lincoln Park CRF. We are located at 13 Heath Street in Raleigh, North Carolina. God bless you, and we look forward to you joining us next week on NFI Radio and Catch the Wave from the number one radio station reaching the world with gospel music and preaching.
I was lost in my own world, feeling really confused. Didn't care about anything, I felt so abused. One day I looked up to where my help comes from. Told the Lord about my problem, but it was already done. He cares, cares for me. I know.
a pleasure coming in here morning. It's good to get up early in the morning and come and bring you great and inspiring gospel music. You're listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network. We're coming to you live from the studios here in the capital city of Raleigh, North Carolina, where we invite you to catch the waves with us. And my friends, if you'd like to get a request in, well, you can give us a call here. Give us a call. Once again, I'm the old Chatham County Country Boy, and I'm glad to be back. I'm glad to be a part of this radio, NFI Radio Gospel Network. And coming up at 11 o'clock a.m. when we leave this morning, you can catch the Anointed One. He will be on from 11 o'clock a.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. We're moving right along. You're listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network, and we're coming to you live from the studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. And once again, my friends, if you want to get a request in, all you got to do is pick up your telephone.
From old school to new school.
Let's go!
Come on and pray.
Y'all not clap your hands. Why watch me clap your hands? There's a pastor over in North Carolina. They call her Apostle Shirley Johnson. And when an apostle will get happy, she goes. Come on, children.
Someone Strength when I'm weak and wild. the corner of her bed, she looks happier than Sunday morning.
Sounds so good!
on your feet and give God a shout. Shout hallelujah. Come on, one more time. Hallelujah. Now last time for the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Now I need you to clap your hands like the devil in between them. Real good right here. Come on. Brother Sound Man, I ain't got a lot to work with. If you just give me a little bit more of these wedges, I'm going to be all right. Come on, clap your hands. That's it right there. Everybody clap your hands. Oh, that's it right there. Put your hands on it. We're going to just do a few moments of devotion. You don't just talk it. Let's go away.
Talk to the woman with the issue of blood. Person, Are you looking for the Word of God? Then you don't have to look anymore. You can tune in and listen to this powerful man of God, Reverend Robert E. Ellison, fulfilling wisdom and knowledge from the Word of God right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network with Approaching the Finish Line radio broadcast. Reverend Robert E. Ellison, a man with dignity, a man with power, and a man that brings forth understanding.
When running a race, a runner sees signs along the way, signposts that let them know of their progress along the way. The same is with this race that we are running. There are signs that tell us of our progress. How far do we have to go until we reach our destiny? I'm going to talk about destiny. I'm going to talk about heaven. I'm going to talk about life and death. I'm going to talk about perseverance. I'm going to talk about endurance, the millennial kingdom, the thousand-year reign of Jesus here on the earth that's coming. I'm going to talk about angels and demons, apostasy, the falling away from the faith. I'm going to talk about faith. I'm going to talk about all things eternal. These are just some of the things that God has put on my heart. My name is Robert Ellison. I'm coming to you from Fort Washington, Maryland.
Be sure to join in with Reverend Robert E. Ellison with Approaching the Finish Line radio broadcast every Monday, 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Catch the Wave, all new program every Wednesday. To Beat the Odds, talk show. A program designed for you to come out of your situation that you're facing and dealing with, also to give you a spiritual insight of what God has for you, that you may walk in your destiny. To listen live every Wednesday at 9:30 until 10:30 a.m. with a panel of men and women speaking on various topics, church, marriages, health issue, and the Word of God. They who will express their viewpoint each week on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina. To listen live, call 563-999-3020, and for any question to the panel, call 984-733-3977, or to be a guest, tune in every Wednesday at 9:30 a.m. until 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our website, nfiradio.com, or our Facebook page, NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina. Don't miss it every Wednesday at 9:30 until 10:30 a.m. and be blessed.